So sit comfortably. I don't want you to be in pain. Posture should never be an obstacle to meditation. It should never be an obstacle. So sit comfortably. As long as you're stable, comfortable, that's fine with me. I'll guide you for just a couple of minutes in this meditation. And it is an experiment, okay? There's no way you can do this wrong, because you're going to learn something from this experiment. Okay, I think we'll stop. So sit as you like, as long as you're comfortable and balanced, putting your papers and stuff aside. And just allowing your eyes to close. Keeping the mouth closed with the teeth slightly apart. Letting the body breathe as it wants through the nose. If breathing through the nose is not comfortable, go ahead and breathe through the mouth. And just begin by bringing the attention into this room. Notice that it's relatively silent space in which we are safe. We have this opportunity to practice meditation. So we're not concerned about the things going on outside. And in this present moment, what's available to our conscious experience is sounds around us. And also the sensations in the body sitting, the sense of touch. These are the two senses that are present as experiencing the physical world right now. The rest of it is your mind doing stuff. So let us begin by just bringing the attention into the body and sitting in the body. You know the body by the sense of touch, pressure, sensations and movements. If we are going to endeavor to practice mindfulness of breathing, we should begin with a clear intention that for this period of time, we are not concerned about the past and the future. And we're going to put aside concerns for all the unfinished business in our lives. It's almost as if for this time we have nothing to do and nowhere to go. That's our intention. Now, whenever those thoughts about life, past and future come into the mind, which they will do, remember your intention, not now. We're going to take this time to see if we can move towards a place of great stillness and silence, a place where the mind can discover a quality of being that is vibrantly awake and extraordinarily secret. So just let the mind settle in the body, noticing what the body feels like through the sense of touch. And if there's any discomfort, tightness, unnecessary pressure, just relax, release, either by adjusting your posture or by relaxing the muscles. Now, as you're sitting in the body, you notice that the body is breathing. Let the body breathe as it wants, whenever it wants. But try and maintain that awareness that knows when the breath is flowing in. And knows when the breath is flowing out. It doesn't matter how you know it. You know it by the sense of touch. See if you can encourage the mind to relax with each breath. Remaining attentive, and as you try to maintain this awareness of the breathing, whatever else crosses the screen of consciousness, just let it go. Even if you get lost in things, as soon as you know it, just let it go. Less doing, less noise, more silence, less clutter, more space. Peacefully breathing in, peacefully breathing out. Where is your attention now? And you may want to start making that slightly more intense effort by counting the breathing to teach the mind how to let go of its busyness. can stop being aware of the breathing and just allow your attention to settle with the whole body. And being at ease with the body. Opening our minds to the surroundings. Being at peace with things as they are. And now you can just move your head from side to side and around. Move your shoulders and your arms, your legs, and when you wish to, you can open your eyes.